Okay, this is one of those studies that I don't believe, and I would like proof of my lack of belief with our listeners. So 79COAST, 792-6278. I do not believe that more men than ever are buying makeup because they're seeing themselves on Zoom calls. What?
Nothing.
What?
I don't believe it either.
Right?
No.
79COAST, anyone listening, no. Whose guy went and bought makeup or used yours because of Zoom calls?
No. Wait, more men than ever. I actually believe that then.
Really?
There are definitely some guys that are doing it now.
That wear makeup?
Well, more than ever, yeah.
Based on the law of odds and us having listeners, there should be someone listening whose guy is now wearing makeup who didn't before.
I don't think like on a regular basis, but probably, yeah. I would think they are.
Well, you don't even wear makeup on TV now.
I stopped.
He's just naturally good looking.
I am.
I am. Thanks for noticing.
You know who I am. Ron Burgundy over there. Right.
I am. Scotchy, scotchy.
Yeah. Well, no, because Todd's on News Center Maine. So, I mean.
He is.
That's some people don't know that.
I know.
Some people who listen to the show and, you know, have not caught on. And
I have to be honest. When I see you up there, I'm like, hey.
Hey, there he is.
Still.
That's
see,
what still, he really I'm does. Like,
see what I mean? Okay, so you're
proving
me right.
Stuff. He's so smart.
Know that.
What? Look at him.
79 Coast. Anyone who can out their guy who's all of a sudden buying makeup?
Nope. I'm going to say it right now. That's a deal breaker.
Really?
What?
Why?
Yes. If I go in and Jay's using my makeup.
Well, I'm not talking about like eyeliner and blush and a full face. I mean.
Like he's got a full beat on. I'm going to be like, no. And then if he does it like better than me.
Oh my God.
Well,
imagine that.
Be like, give me some tips. And then I think we need to talk.
Imagine he came over and you guys were going out on the town. And like, Kel, let me do your mascara for you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You're a little clumpy, honey. Let me just take care of this.
Or Jay's like, okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
And perfect. And then he like kisses the mirror.
You get there, your friends are like, why are you guys so late? Jay's doing his makeup again. Jesus.
Yeah, no. No, thank you.
79COAST, 792-6278.
What if Tim wore makeup? Would that be a deal breaker?
No,
I don't care.
If he put on makeup all the time and had a full face.
All the time it might be, yes.
All the time, like with mascara and eyeliner.
Yeah.
It but would for just, a Zoom call,
he
no.
just it wouldn't be him. Like, that's not...
Right.
There are some people who, there are some guys who will, you know, do that because they just feel more comfortable if they're like made up. Okay. Well, no judgment on that.
No. A lot of, they look better. They do better makeup than I do because I've seen it. I follow them on Instagram.
for tips.
Yeah. I have no idea. Right. I'm like, oh my God.
No, but I'm talking about like an everyday, you know, a guy who works in like insurance or banking or like some job where you've been at home or on a lot more Zoom calls.
Mm-hmm.
And where he's like gone out, like a straight guy who's gone out and gotten makeup.
Hmm.
Like, I just have a hard time. Okay, and here's why I have a hard time. It has nothing to do with like gender rules or anything or expectations.
Mm.
It's because has he not looked in a mirror every day before this? Like, it's not like Zoom came up and it was like, oh my God, I see myself.
That's a great
I think
point.
He just needs better lighting. Get a ring light.
Exactly.
Like, that's what it is.
Exactly.
Well, that makes a big difference.
Yeah,
good call.
It's lighting. It's not makeup.
Yep, good call.
But look at these phone lines blowing up. We're right.
Yeah, that's what I said. So there's nobody.
Yeah, nobody.
Hello? Nobody whose guy's gone to buy makeup. Oh, hello? No. Okay. There we go. 79COAST, if you're just waiting to see if someone else will call and go, well, my guy's bought makeup, but I don't want to call.
Yeah.
I mean, a little powder here and there is not a big deal. I mean,
well, or concealer. You know, like, I could see, like, you have
like
pimple.
A zit or something. Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't consider that makeup.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. What did you think? I was talking about a guy who's showing up with his, like, fake eyelashes.
Well,
and,
that's what I'm picturing.
I'm
who's
contouring
that guy?
My cheekbones. Gosh, my cheekbones don't look high enough. Let me put a little more contouring on. Sorry, I'll be late for my Zoom.
Well, I'm sorry. Who's that makeup artist who's absolutely amazing at it? That's who I'm picturing that I'm married to. Hmm? No?
No.
Anyway. What's his name?
Is he like a
James
makeup
Charles
artist for the stars?
Yes!
James Charles?
Oh, my God. Yes!
I know that because of Tim's kids follow him on like TikTok.
Oh,
and stuff.
He's amazing. So yeah, when I think of a guy in makeup,
sisters, that guy. Yeah.
Yes.
I would say, and that, you know, obviously as a gay guy, I can make this joke, but yes, if Jay all of a sudden started wearing makeup, Kelly,
right,
and started like every day that we, you know, that we got to see him would be, he'd be like, "Hey, sisters." Then
Thank you.
I'd be kind of like, "Okay, what's going on with Jay?"
That's what I'm saying. A deal breaker for me. Don't come for me. I'm just letting you know. Okay, Drew. Gosh.
Now, is it because he may not be interested in you anymore, or is it because his face may be better beat than yours?
Both. Both, the whole package.
Oh, my gosh.
More and lack he probably of has it. Right. Like, more expensive makeup. Ugh.
Right.
Whatever.
Oh, my God. Jay, you're spending all our money on MAC?
Oh, how dare you?
Yeah, and stop leaving those eyelashes on the sink. God.